tmura shalayked din. Why do we say in all these cases, if he didn't know what he was doing, so it should be a mekach toyas? Should be qualified as a regular mekach toyas, and therefore it shouldn't be chal as mekach toyas. Okay? It's obviously lesser of a question by tmura, because by tmura there are opinions who hold that tmura is a gzeres hakosef. Many Rishonim learned in Gemara that that's the gzeres hakosef by tmura, that it's chal anyway. It's chal in spite of the fact that you made it to us. Clearly by Makdish Balmun, by Kotshim, there Mekach Toyah should apply. That was our first question. Our second question regarding this issue was that we had a shtickle steer in the Rambam. Not a direct steerer, but it seemed to be a shtickle steer in the Rambam. Because the... Somebody have the Mara Kaimitz one from last week this year? Thank you. We find two kinds of tu'uyas in our sugya. One tu'us is where somebody made a mistake in the hakdosha. So he meant to say oila, and instead he said shlomim, or vice versa. That's one kind of mistake. That means I didn't know exactly, I verbalized something which I really wanted to say something else. That's one kind of tu'us. Then there's another kind of tu'us, where it's not that I verbalized something wrong, but rather, I didn't know that what I was doing was wrong. So I verbalized it correctly, but I didn't know what I was doing was wrong. So the Rambam, in Hilchos Yisurei Mizbeach, the Rambam seems to hold that the toss of Oymer Mutter is considered a smaller toss. It's not as much of an error as somebody who said Oyla and meant Shlomim. That's like a huge error. And the Rambam therefore says, in the Perek Hilchos Yisurei Mizbeach, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, HaMiskamen Leim Shlomim V'Amar Oyla, Oyla V'Amar Shlomim Leim HaKlum. The Rambam says that's not Chal at all. Okay? However, he says, L'fi Sha'at Shabin and Pivoli B'Shavim. We need, you should want to do what you're doing. The Rambam says, but if somebody goes ahead and he's an Oymer Mutter, then that would be work. Misha Dima Shemutur Lahakdish Bamum Lahekdish Vihikdish Hareza Kip Kidesh. The Rambam says it is Chal. So the Rambam seems to say that Oymer Mutter is more of a Svara that it's Chal than if somebody made a mistake in what they said. If somebody made a mistake in what they said Oylo and they meant to say Shlomim, then it's most logical that's a tremendous mistake and it's not Chal at all. If somebody meant to say what they said, they just thought it was permitted to do so, then the Rambam holds, that's not such a big mistake, and that is Chal. That's the Rambam in Yisurei Mizbeach. The Rambam in Hilchos Tmura that we spoke about has the opposite opinion. He holds, even though there's a gzeres hakosev that by Tmura Yechayev Shoyge Kemezit, Yechayev even if you make a mistake, the Rambam says, when the Yechayev Malkus, if you meant to say oila and you said shlomim, shlomim v'amar oila. But if you're an Oymer Mutter, says the Rambam, then avada, he says, that there's no malchus. So the Rambam seems to hold that the mistake that one made in the case of Oymer Mutter is considered a bigger error. I raise it more of an eloikola. So that's the Rambam. So it seems that the Rambam holds that this is considered a greater error if somebody says Oymer Mutter. So Nisurei Mizbeach, the Rambam seems to hold that Oymer Mutter is a small error, and in Hilchos Tmura he holds that Oymer Mutter is the biggest error. So again, it's not a direct stira, because Rambam is coming from different angles, but in concept it seems to be a stira. It seems that the Rambam in Hilchos Tmura is giving more credibility to somebody who made a mistake on what he wanted to do. And in Hilchos Yisurei Mizbeach, he's giving more credibility to somebody who thought it was permitted what he was doing. So the hesbed I wanted to give was like this, and this is what we were, at the end of the last week's shiur, this is what we were discussing. And it's really, I would like to get it clear, because it's a shas inyan, it's really not just negeh to one sugi, it's negeh all over, to have a better handle and understanding what in halacha is called a mistake, a toss, and what in halacha is not called a toss, a mekach toss. What are the guidelines of toss? So, when we look in the Ran in Ksubis we had, says that it's not called a mekach toss if a kohen marries an almona by mistake, kohen gadol, or kohen hedi marries a grusha. That's not called a real error. As I said, the Ran's Loshen in Ksubis, this is on Daf Nun Tes in Ksubis, the Ran says as follows, Kohen Gadol Shekidish Almona, Kohen Gadol that was Mekadosh and Almona, says the Ran, Lo Ichoshiv Mekach Toyas, Mishum De'ein Umdena Brura Shelo Yispayas L'Kiddushin Eilu. There is no clear Umdena. There's no clear Umdena that he would not agree to this type of kiddushin. It could be you're happy with this mekach, even though there's a mistake. Could be you're happy with it. That's the Ran. Okay. Obviously, this clearly connects to our sugya, because these two sugyas have something of very common ground. In Ksubis, the mistake was a mistake of halacha, not a mistake in the Metzias, even though it wasn't Metzias, but the Metzias was something which is halachic. In other words, I'm being Mekadosh Leah. I know who I'm being Mekadosh. I know her Milas, I know all her Chisrenes. I know everything about her. The only thing I didn't know was that she has a halachadik, a compromise. She has something halachadik that's a problem. That's very similar to our sugya. A guy was Makdish, a Balmum. He knew everything about the Balmum. He knew the Chisrenes of the Balmum. He knew that a Balmum can't go on the Mizbeach. He just didn't know he's doing an Isser by being Makdash a Balmum. He knew everything. Everything else he knew. He just didn't know he's doing an Isser. It's very, very similar to the case of the Koyen. And Mamela, the Ran over there says that's not called a Mekach Toyas. Because could be you would want it anyway. That's the way the Ran reads. Could be you would want it anyway, even though there's an Isser. That's how the Ran reads. That's what he says. He says, Ula ye'erav lo'y ha-mekach. Maybe you'd want it anyway. It seems to say, maybe you would want it anyway. Even though there's an Isser. So, clearly, as I said, I don't believe that the Ran is literal, that the Ran means that the reason why it's not a Mekach Toyas is because we say, it could be this kohen will be happy with a Grusha, and he'll stay with her. That's unacceptable. It's unacceptable on many fronts. First of all, Otu Bershi Askinen, talking about a Russia. It's unacceptable because Al Pi Halacha we would force him to get divorced. Bezdin will be koifim legarish. So he can't even stay with her. He won't be allowed to stay with her. Bezdin will force this woman out of his rishus. There's no choice. So he's not going to be able to stay with this woman. In fact, it should be the greatest mekach toyas in the world. Because if you sell me, if I wanted to buy a horse, and you end up selling me a donkey, it's possible I would say, you know what? A donkey also makes me happy. I'll stay with the donkey. That's a mekach toyas. If I was supposed to buy a horse from you, and instead you sold me a donkey, it's a mekach toyas. Yeah? And by the donkey, a shayach, I could say, you know what, the horse, donkey, the truth is, I don't even know the difference. Aguta Hamish man shouldn't even be able to know the difference. Right? A Hamish guy couldn't tell. It's a horse, it's a donkey, it has a long oval face. I mean, what does face tell from Isis? Doesn't know what it is. Right? So, but that's a mekach toyas in halacha. Okay? So, the kohen who marries a grusha, that's something that's unacceptable. He can't stay with her. It's the ultimate. It's like a guy bought chavis. You meant to sell him a horse. You sold him a donkey, and he's allergic to donkeys. He can't stay with the donkey. It's not a mechutin. How could that not be a mekach toyas? That was what we were struggling. So the pshat I want to tell you is like this, and I think this will also mataretz the Rambam. We were analyzing what is called a mekach toyas in halacha. What's a mekach toyas? The truth is that there are many kind of mistakes in din. And I wanted to tie this in, but again, we ran out of time. I want to tie this into the sugya of Dvarim Shebelev. Dvarim Shebelev is one of my most favorite sugyas when it comes to kinyonim. It gives you a whole deeper understanding what Das Kinyon is. Dvarim Shebelev, Einim Dvarim that we know about in Kol HaTorah Kula, is a rule that something that you're thinking in your heart that you didn't communicate doesn't, well, my level or more it. Right? So if I sell you my house, the case of the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Memtes, I sell you my house. I sold my house because I plan to make Aliyah. And the end is I get closed down. The Israeli government decides to take away my passport, my ability to go into the country, and I can't go to Eretz Yisrael. So I come to you, I say, Mekach Torah, give me back my house, let me give you your money, everything's over. The halacha is Dvorim Shebelev Einam Dvorim. If I didn't put into the sales contract, I am hereby selling my house in condition that I'm moving to Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is Dvorim Batalim, the contract still remains binding. That's the halacha. That's the sugi in Kedusha. That is the sugi of Dvorim Shebelev. The way you learn the sugi, at least I can tell you on elementary level, the way we understood it when we first looked at that sugi, was, we don't believe you. Everybody's smart in hindsight. You come later and tell me, you want it only, we don't believe you. You didn't say it, we don't believe you. Anything you didn't tell us, we don't believe you. That's, I think, the way most people would understand Dvorim Shebelev. Yeah, you're chacham. Now you're telling me you would have never done it. What about it? You didn't say it before, that's possible. But the emphasis is that that's not pshat. If you look at kemat all the Rishonim, except for the Shita Leinei Delami, and there's a Chacham Tzvi, kemat all the Rishonim say, we believe you. Not only do we believe you, you bring in the whole neighborhood to prove that it's true. The whole neighborhood knows that the reason why you were selling your house is because you were going to Eretz Yisrael. In fact, they made a goodbye party for you. There was a Sudas Preda, and they spoke, and everybody knows that's why you were selling. Since you did not convey that to the buyer, it's still called Dvorim Shebelev. So Dvorim Shebelev doesn't just mean, we don't know what you're thinking. Dvorim Shebelev means that unless you conveyed it to the Kohen, that's still Dvorim Shebelev. So it's not that we don't believe you. We believe you. But so what? We believe you, we feel bad for you, we'll say a Misha Berech for you, but the fact is, you sold it, it's too bad. What's the pshat? So the way I break this up is very simple. There's something in halacha called das, and there's something in halacha called rotzen. Okay? There's a big difference between the two. A person could a lot of times have das without rotzen. Das means I know what I'm doing. I acknowledge what I'm doing, and I'm doing it out of intent. I know what I'm doing, and I'm doing it. Okay? Rotzen means I want it. That's a whole different level. Rotzen, wanting, that's a new madrege. Rotzen means that a person could sell their house, not because they want, they could sell their house because they're stuck. A guy, let's say, lost everything he owns, and his only recourse is to sell his house. So he sells his house. Somebody asks you, is he selling the house with rotzen? The answer is no. Is he selling a house with das? The answer is yes. I have das to sell my house. I sit down, I sell my house. I know what I'm doing, I intend on doing it, and I'm consciously doing this transaction. I'm not happy about it. I don't want it. I'd rather things shouldn't be this way, but this is what I'm doing. It's like the Gemara says, Toluv is oven. If I put a gun to it, I say, no, you sell me your property, okay? You go, okay. Right? The Gemara says, that's called das. Because under the conditions, with a gun to my head, I have intent to sell my field. I would rather that a gun wouldn't be to my head. And really, if you look at it the way I'm telling you, it's not schwer. Because that's the sword the Gemara gives. The Gemara says, everybody sells things out of pressure. So what's the difference if you have financial pressure, you're going bankrupt, your business cracked? What is a gun to your head? These are all different things you take into account when you have Das Kinyan. And that's why you're selling it. That's called Das, it's not called Rasan. That's what I'm saying. The area is very confused. Many people clobber it together. It's not connected. There's Das and there's Rasan. There are certain aspects in Halacha that require Rasan. Okay? L'moshel, by Kiddushin, there's a smag. The smag says, it says, V'yotza v'hoyasa l'ish acher. So it says over there, from there we learn out that you need Rasan by Kiddushin. According to that, Rav Gusman Zecher Tzadik L'vracha says, by Kiddushin, Das is not enough. You need Rotzai. I had a bacha by me years ago. His parents brought me this bacha. It was a Shana Rab. I'll never forget it. Parents brought me. They were very worried. Their son, Nebuch, this was their youngest son. He was getting married. And he was engaged. And they felt, Imamish doesn't want to get married. Imamish doesn't like this girl. I mean, didn't hate her. But he wasn't looking forward to marrying this girl. And whoever he was being Meyayetz with, who was a very hush of a person, was telling him, just go ahead with it. It's okay, whatever, I'll come later, whatever, just go ahead. And the parents were seeing the boy 24 hours a day. They saw the boy. So they brought the boy to me that I should talk to him. And when I spoke to the boy, I realized they have a bigger problem than they even know they have. This boy was like programmed. It says by Yitzchak Avinu, it says by Yevieho Ho'oyala. And then it says by Yehoveho. First he married her. Then it says by Yehoveho. So he told me, you know, listen, so the person I'm speaking to said, you know, later, the Abish Telfin, you know, and what happens later, not the guy comes to you after Shevach, he goes, it didn't happen. You go, okay, then. What are you supposed to do then? Says, you know, so I was mishtaimim. And I couldn't get into the guy's kishkes. And the Eibishter gave me siyata d'shmaya. I thought of this smag. And I told this boy, I said, I want you to know, do you like this girl? He said, well, it's v'ahavta chakamoicha, you know. He likes her like he likes any Jew. I said, do you look forward to seeing her? Do you want to see her? Nah, not really. I said, someone tell you something. I said, are you going to the chasda b'rotzim? I said, no. I said, I want you to know something. You have a suffer kiddushin. The kiddushin is not chal. The whole pasuk of Yitzchak can't apply because it won't be for Yevieho Ho'ilva. Because the kiddushin is not chal. I showed him the smag and that turned him off. He said, okay, I'm not going ahead with it. Everybody has to eat their own. I said, by kiddushin there's a tzad. Without rotzim, it's not chal. So now it doesn't work. That clicked. So anyway, Baruch Hashem, he got married. He's very happy. And Baruch Hashem, the girl, for months, this person that was beginning me in Eitzah came over to me and said, he has tainus on me. The girl now is stuck. She has a broken again. Lamaisa, she got married. Baruch Hashem. She's happy also. Baruch Hashem. But anyway, Lamaisa, that's Rotzen. Rotzen is a different idea. Dvorim Shebelev, I want to tell you, is a simple thing. Dvorim Shebelev, Enim Dvorim, means that if somebody comes to you and somebody sells you a property, and he's only selling the property because he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. When he sold you the property on Tuesday, did he have intention to sell you the property? The answer is yes. Yes. And now that he didn't move to Eretz Yisrael, did he have intention to sell you the property? The answer is yes. He didn't want to sell the property if not for the fact that he was going to Eretz Yisrael. That's the rutzen. That's what triggered him to have the Das Kinyan. But the Das Kinyan means I sat down with a lawyer and you and I had Das to sell you my house. That Das is there. The reason that motivated me to sell my properties because I was planning to move to Eretz Yisrael. That's not Das Kinyan. That can be curtailed as Rotzen. That's what's going on in my Kishkes. What brought me to want to do this. But that's not Das Kinyan. And I want to tell you a Chiddush. Based on that, let's say a person sat down by a table with somebody and they did a kinyan, they made a mistake. They didn't know what they were doing. But it was Dvorim Shebelev. For instance, I have two homes. I have a home on Forshay Road and I have a home on Grandview Avenue. And I made a mistake. I wrote on the contract Forshay Road when I meant to sell Grandview Avenue. That's also Dvorim Shebelev. There I want to tell you everybody would agree, Dvorim Shebelev, Havi Dvorim. As long as we know it's true. Because there was no Das Kinyan. There I didn't have intent to sell you the property. Then it would be Dvorim Shebelev Einim Dvorim. That would not work. And I'll tell you what I'm telling you now, even though it sounds like a Chiddush, is a Beferish of Tesfis. Tesfis in Pesachim, Daf Samach Gimel Amar Aleph. He questions this Rambam that we're talking about, this Mishnah in Trumas. If somebody says Oila, and he meant to say Shlomim. He says Shlomim, and he meant to say Oila. Ask the Rambam, ask the Tesfis. Why isn't that Dvorim Shebelev? You said Ayla. Why don't we let you hang? You say, I meant to say Shlomim. Yeah, but you said Ayla. So why do we say it's a Mekach Toyas? Why do we say too bad? Too bad. So you know what Taisu says? He says, that's not called Dvorim Shebelev. The Iskil Melule, Taisu says. There your lips fooled you. You didn't mean to say those words. What does Taisu mean? Exactly what I'm telling you. The Dvorim Shebelev there is that you had no intent to say Ayla. That's not Dvorim Shebelev. That's not Dvorim Shebelev. Dvorim Shebelev Einim Dvorim means that if when I sold it to you, my Rotzen that brought me to it is a certain thing, and that I did that. That's Dvorim Shebelev. So that's a Tosfos in Psochim Samach Gimel. Another riot to this idea is a Mordechai in Ksubis on Daf Tzadi Zion. The Mordechai says in Ksubas on Daf Tzadi Zion that the reason why Dvarim Shebalev is not Einam Dvarim, he says, is because it's like a Tanai that's not Tanai Kofel. It's missing the conditions of Tanai. What's Tanai? Tanai is when I have to ask to do something, and I have at Mul Sachrit, I have something else that I want to break the Kinyan. That's Tanai. And that's why you have to come on to Tanai. If you think about it, why do you have to come on to Tanai? Just say there's no Das. Why do I have to learn from Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven that you can make a condition? Why don't we say, 1 second, I have no Das. Mekadosh a woman, I say, listen, I'm being Mekadosh you, I'm an Asher Titni Li Mosayim Zuz. Right? Today it's a lot more expensive than that, right? It's just the other way around. I'm an Asher Titni Li Mosayim Zuz. What's the halacha? It's the Kiddushin is bottle. Why? Because we learn from Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven. What do we have to learn from Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven? Just say there's no Das. No Das. Teres says, that's not Das. Das means I don't have Das to be Mekadosh you. I do. I want to get 200 Zuz from you. That's not Das Kedushin. That's a secondary issue. That's what I want. That, without the din of Tanai, that doesn't work. The Torah only measures your intent to do this act. That's what the Torah measures. Not what your rotzen is, not what your intent of what you did, this act that you did, not you would have. And Tesis Grad in Ksubis, in the sugya of Tanai, in Daf Nun Tes, says really, you could go even a step further. You sell something. A guy sells his used car. He sells a used car. Why is he selling the used car? The used car already has 200,000 miles. He already thinks he's going to have problems from it. He sells his 200,000 mile car. He buys himself a car with 45,000 miles, still under warranty. He feels more comfortable with that. He has sorrows from his new car. Every 2 days he's stuck. And he watches his shochan, who bought his car with 200,000 miles, every day, snow, rain, sleet, get field. So what is he saying? I would have never sold my car. Tosi says, why isn't that a Mekach Teres? I only sold my car because I anticipated. The Teretz is, that's not taken into account in the Maisa Kinyan. Maisa Kinyan is that you have the house when you sold it, not why did you want to sell it? What? We believe you. Why did you sell your old car? You thought you can have tzaras. In hindsight, your car was much better than the new car you bought. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. That's the same thing. That's what the Ran is saying in Ksubis. The Ran is saying when you have the house Kinyan, the Torah measures your intent of doing this transaction, of buying this transaction. And there may be obstacles here that would have changed your decision. But the fact is that you had das to buy this specific thing. Unless we can say that you had no das to buy this thing, something which is inherent about the object, that's not called a Mekach Toys. Mekach Toys has to be inherent. Says the Ran very simple. When a person is marrying a woman, he's marrying a woman because who she is. Yeah? The personality, the this, the ash, whatever you want to say, right? The look. That's who he's marrying. Now, would have you wanted to marry somebody that you would have had to divorce later? Of course not. That doesn't affect the Das Kinyan. That's what the Ran is saying. Your ritzui for the Kinyan was for who she is. There's an obstacle, there's something here that if you would have known, you wouldn't have done the transaction. That toys. That's what the Ran is saying in Ksubis. That's not viewed as a Mekach Toyas. That's not called a Mekach Toyas. And that's why the Rambam says that if somebody is an Oimer Mutter, that is something meaning that I wouldn't have wanted to do something. If I knew that this was Usser, I wouldn't have wanted to be Makdish to Balmum. But the fact is that I had Das to be Makdish to Balmum. The fact is that I knew the Balmum's Chisroinus. And I knew everything. I just didn't know that it was Usser. And if I would have known it was also, I wouldn't have wanted to do it. So Zokdel says that's what the Rambam's saying. That's why the transaction is chal by Yom Mutter. It's not called a Mekach Toyas. Mashen came when a guy says Oila, and he meant to say Shlomim, or Shlomim, he meant to say Oila. He didn't know what he was doing. He didn't know the Maisa that he was doing. And that's why over there is no Das on the actual Maisa. That's why it's not chal. That's what he means. That's what the Rambam means when he makes that. That answers the stira. Now, why does the Rambam paskin in Tmur that you get Malchus? I think the answer is very simple. This is all as far as Mekach Toros is concerned. As far as Mekach Toros is concerned, Oimer Mutter is considered Oymer Mutter is considered a small mistake. Oil of an Imtza Shlomim is a greater mistake. But when we're dealing with Malkus, when we're dealing with the Isser, there the Rotson is the main thing. There we look at what your intent was. What did you want? The Malkus is not based on the Chalois. The Malkus is based on your Aveva. And Mimela over there we say that if you're an Oymer Mutter, there's no Tzad to give you Malkus. That's what the Rambam is saying. Mashen Kein, if you thought that you wanted to make it an oiler instead it was a shlomim, but you wanted to do tamura, you wanted to do the avera, there the rotzen is the main thing. So basically, by oiler and imtza shlomim, the rotzen to do the avera is there, the das chalois is not there. Okay? So when we're dealing in Isurei Mizbeach, we're not dealing with Malkus. We're dealing with the chalois. So there it's more logical to say that oimer mutter is less of a problem. Because oimer mutter, you want to do this transaction. You have intent. You have intent to do this transaction. So, whether you knew it was us or not, that's not the point. Mashen came by the case of, and that's why if you didn't know what you were doing, if you didn't know you were making an oiler, you thought you were making a shlomim, that's critical. That's a mekatayas. In Tmura, the Torah was marba shekhe kemez. The Torah was marba that even if you make a mistake, the Tmura is chal. There we want to know, we want to give you Malkus. Malkus is clearly tied into the rotzen. Into what you wanted to do, not into your intent of whether it was this behemoth was going to be an oil or this behemoth was going to be a shlomim. That's not relevant to the Chiv Malkus. That answers the Steel Saramba. Just now, one last knach. I think, is that clear to everybody now, this idea? So really, by an Aveir and Malkus, the Rotson is the Iker. And by Kinyonim, the Das is the Iker. That's really the concept. By Kinyonim, the Das is the Iker. The Das, the intent to do this transaction. And by Malkus, the Iker is your Rotson to do the Aveir. If you don't want to do an Aveir, we don't give you Malkus. That's the Rambam. That's the Yisoid of the Rambam. Okay. Just want to finish off the Sugya, which we discussed last week. We didn't get to any Mahalach yet. And that was the end of the Mishnah brought down that Hakilayim v'atreifah v'ayotzei doifim v'atumtum v'andregin is like doishim v'leim makdishim. Now, Poshe Pshat in the Mishnah is that these things are not chal because they're not roi for the Mizbech. So just like if somebody would be makdish wood to the Mizbech, it's not chal. If somebody is makdish a behemoth that's not roi for Mizbech, the Kedusha is not chal. You can't be makdish something for Mizbech that's not roi. Clearly, that is the basic way of understanding why when you makdish a balmum, it doesn't get kedushas aguf. Somebody would ask you, why when you makdish a balmum, does it not get kedushas aguf? I think the answer would be very simple. Kedushas aguf is not chal because it's not roi for the mizbech. Just like if I makdish wood, why is the kedusha not chal? If I makdish a chair, to the Mizbeach, why is it not chal? Because the chair is not roi for the Mizbeach. So if I makdish a behema baal mum, it's not roi for Mizbeach. And therefore, Kedusha's aguf has to be a Kedusha that could materialize. Has to be a Kedusha that could be seen through. And if I won't be able to bring this for a carbon, Kedusha's aguf can't be chal. That's definitely Aleph Beis, how we understand it. For sure. But in our sugya, we come to a head-on collision with that pshat. Because that fits the Mishnah beautifully. Rebbe Lezer, Oyma Aklayim V'atreifah V'ayetzidofim V'atumtim V'andreginis Loi K'doshim V'loi Makdishim. Beautiful. Because a treif and a tumtum and an andreginis and all these things are not roi for the Mizbeach, because they're not roi for the Mizbeach, the Kedusha is not chal. So push it. But then we get a major problem, because the Gemara that we read last week, the Gemara seems to say that that's not muskum. If you recall, we said the memory of Shmuel. 12 lines from the bottom of the daf on Yud Zayin, Omar Shmuel, Hamakdish Tereifa Tzricha Mum Kavua Alivdois Alav. Shmuel comes and he says that if you makdish a Tereifa, you need a Mum in order to redeem it. So even though the treif is not royal in Mizbeach, the treif on its own is not royal for the Mizbeach, still, you can't redeem it. In other words, it's Kedusha Seguf. You need a mum to occur in order to redeem it. Obviously, the Gemara asked for my Mishnah. Shema mina pesach shalachem klavim. Anyway, Rav Oishi Amar, if you go down, he says, no, eino yelo kamakdash eitzim bavonim uvad. He says, what do you mean? That's like being makdash wood and stones. Not chal. The Gemara comes out that this is a machloikis. The Gemara comes out, l'maskona omo ocha Shmuel, and if you turn the daf right, the last couple of lines of the perek, omo ocha Shmuel, dilmo hach tana nami sova, kol hecha deloi chazio legufo, loi nachso lo kedushas aguf. He says, our Mishnah taka holds that any time you can't bring it for a korban, it's not roi, it's not chal kedushas aguf. The Gemara almost makes that into a chiddush. That tana holds, anytime something is not roi from his bayach, it doesn't get kedushas aguf. That's what the Gemara says. But it's really a plea. It's not mish a plea. Yeah. If you're dealing with something that's not roi for the mizbeach, why isn't that a mum? What's the call it a mum? Call it a trefa, call it androgynous, I don't care what you call it. These are all just names of things that are not roi on the mizbeach. What does the Gemara mean here? The Gemara almost sounds like Shmuel's poshet. Shmuel holds that the Kedusha is chal even if it's not roi for the mizbeach. What does this Tana hold? This Tana holds kol hecha deleichaz yilugufa leinachsala kedushas aguf. How else could you learn? What other way is there to learn? So I talk of saw Rav Yashiv Zolzayin Gesund in his Ha'aras on the Daf. He's omer on this point. He says as follows. Omar Shmuel Amakdush is a treifa. Says Rav Yashiv, Chiddush Kan Shmuel Chiddush Gadol. He says, I think Shmuel is a tremendous Chiddush. The Cholo Kedushas Aguf Al Behem a treifa. You have an animal that's a treifa. It's not roi from his bayach. It's Chal Kedushas Aguf La Hatzrich Mum Livdei Solov. Anyway, so he doesn't answer this question. He just goes on. And he says that that it could be that even according to Shmuel, it's not Kodshei Hashem. Rav Yashiv says it could be there wouldn't be Me'ilah. Because since it's not Royal Mizbech, he can't call it Kodshei Hashem. So I wanted to suggest to you a possibility. I think it's the only way to learn. It's based on a Reb Chaim, a Grach, and Ilchas Yisuri Mizbech. What I think you could say is the Pshat in our Sugya. And it's really a whole different way to understand why a Balmum doesn't have Kedushas Aguf. So it's a new way to understand why a Balmum doesn't have Kedushas Aguf. And that is that, clearly the basic way of understanding it is, just like if you makdish wood to the Mizbeach, there's no Kedushas Aguf, because it's not roi for a korban. If you makdish stones, no Kedushas Aguf. Same thing a Balmum. Clearly that's the most simple, poshut way to understand. I think that's the way everybody would explain it. Pasha. But I think that there's a different thing behind this. I think that the pshat you could say is like this. I mean, this is really Reb Chaim's, it's based on a Reb Chaim. It really works the other way around. Really, the Rabbeinu Shalom was machadish that you could make an animal have kedushas aguf. The Rabbeinu Shalom was machadish such a chiddush. L'moshel, by a mincha you don't have that. Korban Mincha, which we're going to miss Hashem learn more about, by Korban Mincha you don't have that. By a Mincha, even after you makdish the Mincha bepeh, you still have to be makadish it in a klishoches. In order for the Mincha to become a Mincha, to get that inherent kedushas aguf, you need a kli. You need a kli to give it that kedusha. By a behemah, once you make kedushas peh, the behemah gets a kedushas aguf. The behemah has a kedushas aguf. And that's the Chiddush. Okay? Once the Torah was machadish that, really, the species now became something that's roy to be give Kedushas Aguf to. Now it's not related anymore to the Mizbeach. The Rebbeinu Shem was machadish that you could take an animal, a shakeves, an aes, anything that the species is roy from Mizbeach, and you could give it Kedushas Aguf. Technically, even a Balmum would have Kedushas Aguf. Because it's that species that the Rebbeinu Shem was machadesh that there's kedushas haguf. You won't be able to bring it, so you'll be stuck. It's like we had earlier, tmuras chatas, tmuras oila, right? The one who holds ain't a craver. Ain't a craver. So you're stuck. You have kedushas haguf, nothing you could do with it. Nor of us. The Rebbeinu Shem said, what do you do with kedushas haguf? Either you bring it for a karma, or when it gets a mum, you could redeem it. Okay? When it gets a mum, it's redeemable. The fact that it's redeemable, that removes the kedushas haguf. It's the din pinyon that removes the kedushas haguf. Kedushas haguf means kedusha which is so drilled into the object that it's not removable. So it's really, it's not that a Baal Mum doesn't have kedushas haguf, because it's not roi for the mizbech. A Baal Mum has a din pidyon. Pidyon is its ultimate chesaron. The fact that it's redeemable, memela, it's not kedushas haguf. It's not that, since it can't be used for a carbon, so you can redeem it. No. Once the Torah gave a din pidyon, that is what removed the kedushas haguf from it. The fact that the Torah said that now you could take something else and transfer the kedusha onto that, that's what removed the kedushas haguf. Not that it's not roi to mizbeach. Kam Shmuel and he says, the Torah was only mechadish adin pidyon by Balmum. The Torah was not mechadish adin pidyon by an androgynous. The Torah was not mechadish adin pidyon by Kilayim. So what are you left with? You're left with a korban that you can't bring. You're left with a chata shemesu baleha. So therefore he says, it still has kedushas haguf. Because the kedushas haguf is not removed by the fact that it's not roi from his bayach. Kedushas haguf is removed because of the din pidyon. Which really is the concept of the difference between kedushas haguf and kedushas damim. L'moshel, we find in Meseches Krisus, in the first parak, and we find this yesod in Meseches Pesachim Daf Chavov, that something which is nasis mitzvosai, ein boi me'ila, which means something which you already did the mitzvah with, there's no din of me'ila. So the marshal, if you have a korban, and you already did the mitzvah like k'toris, la'ach ha'sha'olah t'murasai, once the k'toris was oila, there's no din of me'ila. So that's only by kedushas haguf, not by kedushas damim. So Reb Chaim explains why is that. He says, because Kedushas Haguf, the whole Kedusha is the fact that it's inherently used for Kachem. Kedushas Damim doesn't work that way. Even after you did the mitzvah, like Big Day Kahuna, even after you did the mitzvah, there's still Me'ilah. Why? Because the value belongs to Hekdesh. So Kedushas Damim means where Hekdesh interest is monetary because it's a currency, it could be changed onto something else. That gufa is what Kedushas Damim is. Kedushas Damim is a Kedusha that's transferable. And that's what the words Kedushas Damim means. Kedushas Damim means it's a Kedusha that's a currency. It's a Kedusha that its value is what's of interest to Hekdesh. And the value could be put from one thing onto another thing. That's the taich of Kedushas Damim. Kedusha is a guf, the taich is an object that the Kedusha cannot be removed. It and the object are connected. And it doesn't represent any other value. It's only intrinsic. And Memela says Shmuel, until the Torah is machadish adin pidyon, it's still called Kedusha is a guf. Roy from his bech, not roy from his bech, doesn't play a role. And that's why he says kilayim and treif and all those things, that you can't redeem it. Because as Kedushas Haguf, until Ad Sheyipo Bohem Mum. Once a Mum falls, then it has a din pidyon, then the Kedusha is downgraded to Kedushas Damim, and then it could taka be redeemed. That's the pshat. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael Mitzvah Shem, next week we're going to be starting the third parak in Tmura, and we will, Mitzvah Shem, post the Mar Mekoymus. The other Tana Taka, he says it. He says it's like Eitzim Vavonim. When the Torah was Mechadish Kedushas Haguf, it wasn't Mechadish on the species. It was mechadish on the carbon. It wasn't that the Torah said it. And therefore, either it's a carbon or it's not a carbon. If it can't be brought, it's not, doesn't happen.